Welcome back to Bulldog Stadium. Monty Walker along with Michael Mosier, and we have a special guest in the broadcast booth, my old coach, Coach Jim Fryer, legendary in these parts. That'll probably embarrass him, but it is true. 41 wins for the Howe Bulldogs is second most in school history. Only behind, another legend. We kind of joke about that, but Norman Dickey, because he's been here so long. But Norman, 51 wins, you're right behind him, and glad to see you, and glad to have you back.
Well, now, I don't know if I put myself in the same category as Norman Dickey. You know, he's kind of a legend in his own mind, I think. No, I was just sitting by Norman and was enjoying the ball game together. He's a great, great, great guy.
Well, it's the first time you've been back here in quite some time, and you've seen some changes at the facility. It's got to feel kind of weird for you in a way, I would imagine.
Oh, it looks great. You know, the new press box here, the field is in great shape, and added on to the visitor side over there. Norman Dickey and I, matter of fact, Norman Dickey and I, 1984, pretty much built the visitors bleachers over there, but they've added to that, and of course we got the track done back in 1984, and they put a new surface on it here recently, I think. It looks good. It's just great to see everything looking so good and a lot of pride in what's been taking place.
So you were here, you came here in 84, and your first head coaching position was in 85 the following year, and that was quite a season.
Yeah, it was. We was talking earlier, got to see a couple of those guys off that 85 team, and we lost in the regional round against Groveton 16-14 down in Corsicana, Texas, and one of the best football games I've ever been a part of, and next year will be 30 years, I think, since that season. I'm going to be an old man before this is all over, I think.
Well, he took two different teams to a bi-district championship, district championship, bi-district championship, area championship, and the regional finals. The only year, you know, they only took two teams in the playoffs back then. That has a lot, you know, it says a lot about those days and what you did here at Howe. And the only year you missed the playoffs, you were 7-3.
That's right.
And that team this time in this era would probably have gone a long way.
Well, it was a privilege to work with the kids and the parents and the school system that, you know, that we were a part of back in the mid 80s. Just really had some great kids and some that very first year, the 1985, kind of set the tone, because those kids really wanted to win and they were willing to put in the work and to make it happen and after you start having some success, well, everybody wants to be a part of it and you just kind of get it rolling it kept on rolling your junior and senior year after we were gone with Coach McQueen. Had a lot of success as well, and it's just a lot of fun and a lot of great memories on this old field right here.
What would you say is probably your biggest memory? If you could limit it to one, what would you say your biggest memory is right here on this field?
On this field right here? Oh, gosh. You know, the... it's a long story. I don't know if
we got plenty of time.
I don't know if you have enough time for that, but in 1985, this has got to be the biggest memory on this field. In 1985, we had tied our first district ball game, and we were really down about that and disappointed. Coach Holland said, and I, he's the defense coordinator, we took off and went down to Baylor, and we watched Texas A&M and Baylor play, and Texas A&M came back out in a trip set with one back, and then went down the line, ran down the line option, and pitched the ball. And they did it over and over, and Baylor could not stop them. Well, we got back to Howe the next day, went in and drew that play up on the board and told the kids that Texas A&M had asked us to come and draw a play on the board to help them beat Baylor, and this was it, and we were going to use it against Pottsboro. and we did. And the very first time we ran that play, pitched it back to Stephen Ogle, he scored a touchdown. The second time we ran that play, pitched it back to Stephen Ogle, and he scored a touchdown. The third time we ran that play, came down the line, act like we was going to pitch to Stephen Ogle, pitched the ball back to Mark Wheeler running reverse off of it, and he scored a touchdown. It was 21-0 at halftime of that game. That completely turned that season around for us. And, of course, most people who know much about how Bulldog football have seen the Stephen Ogle run against Groveton, and that was the play that we was running at that time. So, yeah, that was probably the biggest memory I have here at Bulldog Stadium on this field.
What about overall, looking back over your 5 years here, you know, there's lots of memories, lots of playoff games. Did anything just immediately stand out?
Well, just getting to see the I call them kids. You guys are in your 40s now. You know, you're not kids anymore, but to us, you're still 18 or 19 years old, and to see the way everybody turned out and walking around with your kids and teaching your kids about football and how Bulldog football and you know, that just makes it all worthwhile. That's really special.
You know, and we had some very special times here. I know when you were here that there was extra things that went with being a football player and being a cheerleader and being a part of the drill team. It wasn't just, you know, being on the team. I mean, we had team meetings that were extremely special. It was more like a bonding ceremony for all of us football players. And you just don't get that everywhere. And I think that's what helped make all of those teams so successful, is that everyone became one. And I think that was important.
Well, it was. And you know, I think all educators and coaches and stuff want that to be part of their program, that kids will look back 25 years later and say they had some special memories about what they did, and some people loved them and took care of them and wanted their high school experience to be a great experience. And you know, maybe we're missing that a little bit. That old winning sometimes gets in the way of teaching and growing up and becoming the type of young men and young ladies that our country needs and our communities need.
Well, tell us where you're at now and what happened after you left Howe.
Well, I went to we left Howe and went to Jacksboro and coached there for 6 years. Had a couple of pretty good ball clubs over there as well. Left Jacksboro and moved to El Dorado, Texas, way out in West Texas, and again was fortunate enough to have a couple of really good teams out there, and then finished up back in Ballinger. Moved back to Ballinger, it's kind of home base for Connie and I, and finished our coaching career up, and then I retired about 4 years ago, and boy, I tell you. This retired job is one of the best ones I've had, but we're enjoying traveling and getting to, you know, we're just getting to take off and come to Howe and see a lot of old friends.
Now, I remember two little kids on the sidelines, two ball boys, when I was playing, and whatever happened to those two little kids?
Well, they grew up. They're both quite a bit bigger than I am right now. They're both, I think they hit the scale about 235 right now. I think they had good high school careers and then went on and got an opportunity to play some college ball as well. And Matt, the oldest boy, went into coaching, Mark, my younger son, is an insurance adjuster down at Temple right now, and Matt lives in Grapevine, and you know, they had some heroes out here on this field right here that whenever they were kids and really, really prime examples to them. We were teasing Thomas Troxell today. Thomas Troxell used to wear red gloves to play football. And that Matt had told my wife, Connie, that when he got good enough in high school, would we buy him a pair of red gloves like Thomas Troxell? So, you know, you never know who you're influencing and what little kids, what little eyes are watching you, because those little boys watched the Howell Bulldogs pretty closely.
Well, I will say I was very blessed and fortunate to come along at a very good time. It was a tremendous experience for me to play for you and to experience that, all that you and Connie brought to Howe, and I can't thank you enough for everything you did for us, and I appreciate you coming on with us here at halftime. It's so good to see you.
Well, Monty, I appreciate what you did, kind of getting all this put together for us to have a homecoming, and we've enjoyed it a lot.
Well, we needed more of the 89 team to show up.
But
it's so good to see you, and we got to do it more than ever 15 years for sure.
If we wait 15 years, I don't know if I'll be able to make it. You know, I'll be as old as Norman Dickey by that time. I don't know if I can crawl up the stairs.
All right, we'll take a quick time out. Thanks to Coach Fryer for joining us. We'll be back in a moment with more Howell Bulldog football on HowellEnterprise.com.